You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
User joined your channel.
A free people, not an oppressed people where the government rules over us with tyranny. That said, if you look at the nation's history, there's been a lot of ruling with tyranny. So it didn't just start with September 11th, but it got a whole lot worse after that day. And it wasn't just that. It's also that our nation has been at continual war, sending off the nation's youth ever since. And we're fighting with nations that have no responsibility for what happened on that day. So in the rest of this presentation, I'm going to show you how the same tactics that were used on September 11th were used yesterday in France. What I want people to realize is this world we live in, it really is under a one world order, and that one world order grows stronger and stronger each day. Some people refer to this as the new world order. Just realize the new world order isn't something that's coming. It's something that's been here for a long time. This order existed before the United States ever existed. This order is hundreds of years old. Some people refer to it as the Illuminati. In my research, I have found that it's the Masons and Zionists. And out of all the nations in this world, you could make an argument that France is the greatest Zionist stronghold outside of Israel and the United States. In France, you can't speak out against Zionism. If you do, you're jailed. It's a prison sentence for speaking out against the tyrants. And who would expect anything less from tyrants than to jail those who speak out against them? What's going on in France will be going on in the rest of the world if this madness is not put to an end. And the other thing I want to say is that a little more than 2 years ago, recall, the mainstream media told us there was a chemical weapons attack in Damascus. Remember this? It was, I think, fall or late summer of 2013. It happened on the night of a blue moon. John Kerry of the United States and President Obama began beating the war drum really hard. It almost felt like we were going to go to war with Syria in that moment, late 2013. The United States then backed off with the war drum, and immediately what transpired were news stories about this new terrorist outfit, ISIS, which used to be a code name for Mossad, which is Israel's CIA. And ever since that day, we've heard more and more propaganda stories about ISIS. Now, yesterday, November 13th, 2015, we got the biggest story yet in regards to violence and propaganda in regards to ISIS. And what I'm going to show you in the following video is all the important coding within, including the coding for World War III, which is surely coming. And this is what people need to wake up to, because the only way to stop World War III is to have a mass awakening through the populace before it happens. And that time's running out. And just know that for 2 years, I've been doing this work, sacrificing my free time. I even quit my job more than 2 years ago and started working for myself part-time so that I could pay the bills and have enough time to do this research. I've been making a lot of personal sacrifices in the last 2 years, ever since that Damascus war drum beating fiasco, because I don't want to see my nation go to war. I don't want to see the world go to World War III over a lie and know that more 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds are dying over nothing. I could have been one of those people. When I was 17, I was in a military recruiter's office, and he told me it was the best time to join the military because there'd never be another war in my lifetime. And lo and behold, a year later, September 11th happened, and all the kids who heard the same rhetoric as me were off in Afghanistan and then Iraq. And then some of them have been doing multiple tours for the last decade. That's why I do this work, not because I'm a coward who wants subscribers or to hide my face behind a computer screen. I could care less about subscribers. I could care less. If I had zero subscribers, it wouldn't matter to me. I do this work to get out the truth. I have broken a code that no one broke before me. And I'm sharing that code, and a lot of people are learning, and a lot of people are spreading the information. This is the kind of stuff that has to happen to change this world for the better. And it so desperately needs to happen because, like I said, we've been under this tyrannical order for hundreds of years. It's long overdue to be broken. With that said, here comes the rest of the video. For those of you who disagree with me, please watch my tutorial videos teaching how to gematria. And please also watch my recent composition video where I showed a number of hoaxes over the years by the same numbers and how they have been used for agenda. I talked about the Dunblane shootings in the UK and how that resulted in the taking away of handguns from UK citizens, all done by the numbers. Same thing is going on in the United States and other parts of the world right now. So I have a lot of information to share. I have a lot of research to back up my points. I've been working hard every day for 2 years straight. I don't do this for attention. I do this to spread truth. That said, here comes the rest of the video. Thank you for tuning in. Okay, so before we get into what happened yesterday in Paris, France, let's begin with September 11th, 2001 in New York City when the World Trade Centers came falling to the ground. Those attacks were blamed on Al-Qaeda. Notice on the screen that Al-Qaeda sums to 102 in Jewish gematria and 41 in simple English. 102 stands out right away because the attacks lasted 102 minutes. United States of America has a gematria of 102. USA has a gematria of 41. And notice that Al-Qaeda equals 41 in simple English gematria, identical to USA. 41 is the 13th prime number. The nation began with 13 colonies. The 13th colony was Rhode Island, having a gematria of 311 in Jewish. This is a very special number to this nation and the Masons. Yesterday's attack in Paris came 311 days after the Charlie Hebdo attacks and had the number 113 coded all over it, the reflection of 311. These are very important numbers to the Masons. Take you back to Al-Qaeda here for a second. I want to show you what else stands out about this number 41. On September 11th, 2001, the date had a numerology of 41. This number specific to USA, also specific to Al-Qaeda, who's blamed for the attack. And anyone who's studied Al-Qaeda knows that they were created by the U.S. government to fight Russia in Afghanistan. Even our own government acknowledges that. They say the plan backfired. That's the way they tell the story to the mainstream. The other thing I want to make about, point I want to make about USA is USA breaks down to 311. Use the 21st letter, 2 plus 1 becomes 3. S is the 19th letter, 1 plus 9 becomes 10. 1 plus 0 becomes 1. A is the first. So again, the 13th colony equaled 311, projecting what was to come. USA, the 50 states. Gematria of America is 50. My point in showing you this is that these numbers are very important to the people in high places who govern over us, who have governed over us for hundreds of years. This language of gematria is esoteric knowledge that is secret to a group of Zionists and Masons, the same tyrants who are truly responsible for September 11th and also responsible for what happened yesterday. The final body count right now is 129. Some networks are reporting 127, 128, but I'm seeing most networks have settled in at 129. Notice this is also the Jewish gematria of America. So we've established the gematria relevance, how it's shown up in history. If you want to know more about this, I have an introductory video teaching you how to gematria and where it's been used throughout history. I also have a recent compilation video showing how hoaxes by the numbers have been used to forge real agenda that has real impacts on people, such as what I talked about in the introductory with my face on the screen. Also notice that this documentary came out on September 6th, 9-6. The word Freemason equals 96. The ranging degrees of Scottish Rite Freemasonry are 31, 32, 33, summing to 96. Also be noted that 102 minutes is the same as an hour and 42 minutes. The word terrorist equals 142. There's a reason the attack lasted 102 minutes, all sorts of relevant coding. This is what understanding gematria is all about. By understanding this language, you can see how the powers that be operate by the numbers truly. Again, yesterday, the day of the attack, was also Friday the 13th, and the superstition around Friday the 13th comes out of France from the year 1307 when the Knights Templar were arrested by King Philip IV, who had them burned at the stake, the Knights Templar are the original Masons. Or as some people say, a branch of Masonry throughout history. The point is, they are related to the Freemasons. The Freemasons have been in power and of great influence for more than 1,000 years in this world. One more point, Truth Seeker. I did a recent PowerPoint. You can watch this online. I talked about how often the number 33 is coded into divisive, deliberate hoaxes waged by world governments. In the United States, in the U.S. Army Field Manual, Rule 33-1 is the Psychological Operations Program. Psychological operations is any form of communication in support of objectives designed to influence the opinions, emotions, attitudes, or behavior of any group in order to benefit the sponsor, either directly or indirectly. The sponsor, in this case, being the world governments who are hell-bent on ruling their people with tyranny and deceit for the purpose of enslaving them, abusing them, exploiting them, as is done to all of us, those awake and those who are asleep. The majority of us work year-round, and a third of our wealth goes to these tyrants who use this money rule with dishonesty over us. Our money puts on these productions, the September 11th, what happened yesterday. In this most recent shooting, in Paris, it began in the neighborhood DENIS, which has a gematria of 33. The first shots fired were in the 33 neighborhood yesterday. The majority of casualties happened at Bataclan, this theater. There's a lot of things that are interesting about. Remember, the first reports yesterday were that 18 people were dead. Then it jumped to 43, then 60, then 120, then 153. Now today it came back down to 129. But CNN all night last night reported at least 153 dead, and we'll talk about that number in just a bit. I was doing more research on France, the history of France. I found that Aleister Crowley spent a lot of time there and spent a lot of time developing his occult religion, Thelema, there. What's interesting about Thelema is it worships the number 93, and the number 54 is also important through the gematria of love. Thelema has a lot to do with love. The word love has a gematria of 54. Fortunately, this number shows up a lot around sacrifice. Here, Bataclan has the gematria of 54. The man who created this theater is named Charles Duval, who has named gematria of 54 as well. In research, I show how often structures have names that have the identical gematria as the people who created them. This is a Freemason practice throughout history. It's not unique here. If you watch my videos, you see how often this thing happens. I'm going to show you why the Bataclan was the central point of this hoax. Again, yesterday, November 13th, was the day that left 48 days left in the year. This attack happened on the 48th parallel. The words hoax and propaganda equal 48, as does the word Illuminati. The date it was built has a gematria of 25. This number is coded all over this event. The word massacre has a gematria of 25. There was a massacre at the Bataclan, supposedly. It's also a date with 88 numerology. The words poison and program have gematria of 88. These stories are poison and program for the minds of innocents who believe the lies and then believe in the evil responses by our government, such as war, such as taking away our rights, etc. Notice that this was designated as a historic site in France on the date of November 3rd, which can be written 3/11 or 11/3. Again, this shooting yesterday came 311 days after the Charlie Hebdo shooting that began at 11:30 in the morning, 113, a number often used in hoaxes. This date of recognition is a date with 25 numerology, like the date it was first built, the number connecting to massacre, which happened yesterday. It's a date with 34 numerology. The place was first opened on February 3rd, the 34th day of the year. The word murder equals 34. Yesterday it's reported all these murders happened there. It's also a date with 105 numerology. In the video I did yesterday, I showed how 105 was coded within the story. The word Zionism and Masonry equal 105. It is the Zionists, the Masons who control our media, controlled world governments, and more. Here's the theater where the shooting happened. Then 1926 is when it was bought and turned into a theater. Look at what year a fire broke out there. Fire broke out in 33. 33, of course. 7 years later, 7 can represent complete in numerology. 7 years after being bought in 26, it burns in 33. If you want to go back and watch my very first video, I talk about the numbers 26, 33, 47, and 74 being coded into hoaxes more than any other. France has gematria of 47, the most important number to the Zionists. Some interesting gematria from all the different names it's referenced as. Bataclan Concert Hall, Bataclan Theater, it has all these different names that it's recognized as. So again, this came 311 days after the Charlie Hebdo shooting of January 7th. Look at Charlie Hebdo. Charlie has gematria of 38, like the word death. Hebdo 25, like the word massacre. 63, like Paris equals 63. Charlie Hebdo is a French satirical weekly magazine featuring cartoons, reports, and jokes. Tyrants who rule over us. Parody. They tell us it's truth. And this is what we need to wake up to. We are treated like idiots. On September 11th, you can still watch this news footage on YouTube. The news anchor in Pennsylvania, where Flight 93 of 33 passengers crashed, is standing at the site telling the people they can't find a plane. He's theorizing that it possibly flew into the ground so fast that it completely buried itself. He's also telling the people watching that they have recovered turbans, box cutter knives, and terrorist passports. This was the mainstream reporting on September 11th. They could not find a plane, but they could find turbans, box cutter knives, and terrorist passports. Now you tell me if that's not satire. Here's this span of 311 days. Again, the main brunt of the action was here at this site dedicated November 3rd, which can be written 311-11/3. The Charlie Hebdo shooting happened at 11:30. Remember, 113, a special number. The words mainstream, dishonest, and green screen all have gematria of 113. The Zionist Jews like to use the Talmud, and the Talmud Baba Kama 113a says Jews may use lies to circumvent a Gentile. That is a non-Jew. Again, in France where this happened, it is illegal for people to speak out against Zionism. The wool is slowly coming off the eyes of many. The lies by the Zionists are huge. They definitely connect to the Holocaust, which is a definite lie. World War, Pearl Harbor, Holocaust all have gematria of 114. Here in the United States, we're living in the time of the 114th Congress. The leader of Congress just stepped down days ago, John Boehner, who had named gematria of 114. Second in command of Congress behind him was Orrin Hatch, who also had named gematria of 114. The two leaders of the 114th Congress named gematria of 114, special numbers. The leader of the UK, Winston, 114 named. Remember, the Nazis came to power in the year 33. The number of the PSYOPs. Nazis equals 33. Holocaust the small way equals 33. Zyklon B equals 33. Adolf Hitler's a story by the numbers. I have a video on it. From the Daily Mail, they gave us this image. This was the first image they put out of the first responders responding to the victims. If you look at this man, I mean, it's possible he was hurt. But, you know, look, his legs seem to be fine. There's a little bit of blood on his arm. And here's two men needing to carry him with firemen all down at his feet. This looks more like a staged scene, just like the Boston Marathon bombing, something we were all treated to here on Tax Day, the 105th day of the year, 2013. Remember, Zionism and Masonry equal 105. We all pay our taxes on our income on the 105th day of the year. When it should be noted that when the nation was established, that was supposed to be illegal to tax income. Now it's just part of life in America. RT News, a propagandist news network, loves to code their videos. They're not the only ones. I've seen a lot of minute 13 videos out there showing this, but just look at this. The 113 in the video length of the terror from yesterday. Numbers. BBC all night, their thing said that their news was posted 33 minutes ago. Kept doing this research for hours last night. This 33 minutes just stayed there all night. Something common that I document in many videos. They love to put these numbers before our eyes. Signatures, possibly even subliminal psychological programming. Also notice this, Truth Seeker. I did a video recently called The 10-Day Theory, how the powers that be like to do things 10 days after a notable event. The designation for this theater is November 3rd. The shooting was 10 days later, November 13th. Supposedly terrorists assassinated people at the theater. You haven't seen my videos on assassination. I've shown how every major political assassination you've ever heard of is connected to the numbers 44 and 144. 10 days later equals 144. Lincoln had a dream 10 days before he was shot that he would be shot. Not long after the Gettysburg Address, having this gematria of 144. JFK was shot on the first day of Sagittarius, gematria of 144. His brother Bobby Kennedy would die in 68 at 144 in the morning. Robert Kennedy equals 66. Sirhan equals 66. He died 6-6, June 6th at 144 in the morning. Lincoln's dream came on April 4th, which is the same date in history. The first president to ever die in office died, the ninth president, William Henry Harrison, also the date MLK was assassinated. You see my videos on the deaths of Kennedys, Lincoln, MLK, Malcolm X, they've all died by these numbers. When you write out 44, it sums to 144. I've been theorizing for more than 2 years that the next major 9/11 in the United States will be the assassination of of Barack Obama. The last president to die in office was the 44th term president, John F. Kennedy. The next will be Barack Obama, the 44th president, at least I theorize. And the reason I theorize that is not because I want it to happen, but because I want to stop the next 9/11. The truth must get out.
All right, as you can hear, I'm just playing a little bit of Zach Hubbard. He seems to be hell-bent on the Paris hoax. Doing a good job. I appreciate his work. The usual YouTube commentators are broadcasting fast and furious, pretty much saying everything that needs to be said. I'll just continue this audio investigation. I'm just basically listening, as you might listen as well. I don't see where part three is of his videos here. Just let me have a quick peek here. Where his part three is. He's pounding them out tonight. Here's part three.
All night, CNN was tormenting us with the headlines of bloodbath. And it reminded me about how on 9/11, we got headlines of America under attack. Notice that bloodbath and murder have identical gematria. The official name given to the event on Wikipedia also has a gematria of 79. Murder number. CNN last night reported this number 153 all night. Truth seeker, on November 11th, I was invited to a person's home in Seattle who had a gathering of 20 plus people, and she wanted me to teach gematria to these people in her life who are not listening to her because she's trying to wake them up to the fact that our media is lying to us and deceiving us. So she wanted me to come present my information. I came, these people showed up. We had about a three-hour conversation, a three-hour presentation. It went over remarkably well. I was able to present how gematria works and the history of it, the best way to do it, and a lot of people it clicked with right away. Anyhow, in that presentation, I talked at length about the number 153 and 113, their relationship. In the Bible, there's the miraculous catch of 153 fish. The word fish has simple English gematria of 42, Pythagorean gematria connecting to 33, but Jewish gematria of 113, this number all over the attack. If you write out 153 in Pythagorean gematria, it sums to 113. Remember, this is a big number in yesterday's reporting that came 311 days after Charlie Hebdo. So that is the reason they put 153 before your eyes. This has a spiritual meaning. It also has a connection back to the number coded all over the event, which again connects to mainstream and dishonest. This is dishonest information for the mainstream to lead the general public down an agenda of deceit. It must be understood for all of our benefit. If you want to deny my work, before you deny it, please go and watch my tutorial videos and the wealth of knowledge I have put out. I do this for everybody, even the haters. Got lots of haters. All sorts of videos online about me being a shill, a Satanist, all these crazy lies. People want to discredit me because I'm putting out the truth. In the reporting, they said the terrorists were wielding AK-47s. They love to do this because of the number 47. Remember, France equals 47 in gematria, a favorite number of the Zionists, which we'll talk about more. The word Christian also equals 47. Of course, it's the miraculous catch in the Bible. The word miraculous equals 42 like fish, miraculous catch of 153 fish. Truth seeker, the first headline that CNN put up yesterday had a gematria of 112. Remember, 112 is the alternate dialing code for 911 in the United States, possibly other parts of the world. 112 has a definite relationship with 911. The word mathematics in gematria also sums to 112. Think about it. 1 plus 1 equals 2, mathematics. The band playing Eagles of Death Metal, they have a gematria of 159. Remember, 59 is the kill number in Jewish gematria. Yesterday's date numerology summed to 59. 11 plus 13 plus 20 plus 15. 59, the kill number in Jewish gematria. Eagles of Death Metal, a fitting name for a concert reported to have mass casualties. With regards to concert hall, concert happens to be a word with 33 gematria. Hall is also a 33 word in simple English gematria. Concert hall has gematria 48. Remember, Paris is on the 48th parallel. Yesterday was the day that left 48 days left in the year. Propaganda and hoax equal 48. Concert hall equals 111 in simple English gematria, 666 in English gematria, sometimes referred to as satanic gematria. That's just where you multiply by 6. In the first video I did yesterday, I said they love to code 666 into their hoaxes. The year of the Boston Marathon bombing, it was the finish line was 666 Boylston Street. Not a coincidence. You get this tweet that CNN puts out coming at 1:33 p.m. Remember, government equals 1:33. Governments are the real terrorists, the real tyranny in this world. From the United States to France. The Masonic French president puts out his tweet at 3:22 in the United States, 3:22, number of skull and bones. CNN is sure to show this in their article. This is all coding. Remember, Masonic in Jewish gematria is 223, this number in reverse. The synagogue of Satan, the name for the false Jews, is 223. Skull and bones identifies by the number 322. Many presidents are skull and bones members in the United States, possibly other parts of the world. Numbers of significance, numbers they put before our eyes all the time. The alumni of Skull and Bones are Bonesman. Bonesman has a gematria of 33. We get this quote from, or this tweet from Jean Julien at 3:08 p.m. Drop the zero, you have 38. The word death is 38. Germany equals 38. All the mainstream reporting emphasized yesterday that Germany was playing France in a friendly match at the nearby stadium, but the game was not interrupted because of the terrorist attack, which makes you wonder. I think there'd be some panic. Also, truth seeker, everyone should know that the Eiffel Tower was established on a date with 33 numerology. That could make it ripe for a future terrorist attack as well. The World Trade Centers existed for exactly...
I'm just trying to load YouTube right now. Internet, YouTube went for a dump. It's not even loading right now. Anyone on YouTube? We're just playing Zach Hubbard's series of at least 5 videos right now. Be on the air for maybe another hour if anyone wants to call in and have a chat on audio chat. I can't even get on YouTube right now. It just went for a dump. Doing lots of retweeting on Twitter. Anyone wants to find my Twitter feed, just go to twitter.com/I'm a fakeologist. Also going on at fakeologist.com on the right, you can see that. Lots of people on Twitter are saying that the Paris shooting is a hoax, doing lots of retweeting of different people. They're pretty much saying that. All the mainstream media, of course, is fully subscribed to this being the France's latest 9/11 event. One thing about the Paris shooting hoax certainly has knocked the flat earth information off the front page for now.
All night CNN was tormenting us with the headlines of bloodbath.
Let's
and it reminded me about
Zach
how at 9/11 we got headlines of America
here.
Under attack.
The name for the, here you go.
You think there'd be some panic. Also, truth seeker, everyone should know that the Eiffel Tower was established on a date with 33 numerology. That could make it ripe for a future terrorist attack as well. The World Trade Centers existed for exactly 33 years, from 68 to 2001. In the year 68, 911 was made the national emergency dialing code. World Trade Center construction began. George W. Bush graduated from Yale in Skull and Bones, having a life number of 33. Space Odyssey 2001 came out. Again, 68 to 2001, 33 years. Member of the PSYOP. 9/11 was a massive PSYOP. What happened yesterday is one of the most massive PSYOPs since 9/11. The FBI put in their word right away. Remember, the FBI is not a credible organization established on a date with 33 numerology. The word federal's 33. The FBI went from the Bureau of Investigation to the Federal Bureau of Investigation on March 22nd, 322, just years later. They got that number coded on them as well. CNN, throughout the story, was using this man right here yesterday to report on what was going on, Eric Pelletier. His name in Gematria sums to 74, like Masonic, like the reflection of 47 for France. His last name has the Gematria of 48, like propaganda, like hoax. Remember, we've been talking a lot about. Look at his name in simple English Gematria, 102, right where we started. Like Al-Qaeda, like how long the 9/11 attack lasted. Also, his name in simple English Gematria sums to 137. Remember, 137 is the 33rd prime number. Washington, D.C. equals 137. Washington, D.C., the home of the federal government. Federal equals 33. By the end of the event, everyone was reporting that 118 people died in the concert hall. If you check my comments on yesterday's video, my subscribers were all commenting on this because I've made them well aware that 118 equals death in Jewish Gematria, and they love to code this number. Remember, Robin Williams died 11-8-14, a date with 33 numerology, also with this 118 coding, death. 118 dead in the Paris concert hall. What else is scary is death equals 228 in English Gematria. United States of America in simple English Gematria equals 228. Think about the phrase death to America. That is Masonic coding from this gang of tyrants, and they keep wanting to make Americans think it is Muslims who are responsible for it. No, it's responsible. The people responsible are the assholes who govern over us. Fox News referred to the concert hall as the Paris Concert Hall. Paris Concert Hall has Gematria of 174. This stands out to me right away because New World Order equals 174. The people who govern over us are an old world order. They sometimes refer to themselves as the New World Order. But just understand that order is hundreds of years old. Look at Gematria of Concert Hall. Jewish Gematria, 330, a lot like 33. 666 and 111, all very special numbers to these people. More looks like staged crisis acting, you know. I mean, why is this guy all strapped up? Why is he down on the ground? It looks like he's perfectly fine and capable to walk away. The way they put the images before us, they're not very convincing for people with eyes to see. Horror in Paris. Big headlines from MSNBC. All the media's in on it, Truth Seeker. Horror in Pythagorean Gematria sums to 47, just like France. Important number to Zionism. Horror in Paris and Pythagorean Gematria sums to 88, just like poison and program. Talked about that just a little bit ago. CNN was sure to put up this thing about 153 killed at 10-4, like message received. And also 7-04 Western time, a lot like 74 Masonic. So today, they say ISIS claims responsibility, predictable programming. ISIS claims responsibility equals 116, like 911 upside down. Remember, the shooting in Texas earlier this year came exactly 116 days after the Charlie Hebdo shooting. It was also an event where people were drawing cartoons mocking the Prophet Muhammad. 116 days later, this is a number these people love. 911 upside down. The word country equals 116. These are terror hoaxes for nations, for countries. Today's count is 129 dead. Remember, America and Jewish Gematria equals 129. Another 9/11 is coming to the United States. There is no doubt about this. The United States of America was established 7/4/1776, a date with 104 numerology, like message received. Back then, that was probably the communication too. Our new world order, our Masonic Zionist nation has been established. Message received, here's the date of establishment. CNN gives us this update of the 129 deaths at 3:11 p.m. 311 days after Charlie Hebdo. Then they say in Belgium they make arrests. Belgium is known as the battleground of World War II, where the most loss of life occurred. It's also one of three nations in Europe with a 33 Gematria. The other is Finland and Norway. Belgium, 33. Perfect place for more hoax. From the reporting, they say one person was an American, a 23-year-old. Here's what's interesting about this person's name, Truth Seeker. Remember, I'm doing this work to stop World War III. Check this out. This person's name in simple English Gematria sums to 173, identical to World War III. Also notice the name, Nohemi, a very weird name. Truth Seeker, from my first video, I explained that after years of watching bogus mainstream reporting with crazy names, it's how I figured out gematria in the first place. I said, what are these names really that they're giving us? Nobody's named Nohemi. There's no Nohemi Gonzalez. If you pay attention to mainstream reporting, they give us crazy names. Dylan Stormroof, Debbie Dills, names that people don't have. These names are coded numbers that have meaning. Nohemi equals 64, like Israel, like Zion, like Thelema. All interrelated. Thelema worships the number 93, so does Israel. Israel was established on a date with 106 numerology. 106 is the number of prophecy. In Jewish history, they say that the date Israel was recognized was a date of prophecy. It was also a date with 106 numerology, which we'll get to. The number for prophecy. We are living out an epic, a pre-planned, man-made prophecy. And it unfolds day by day, and it's going to continue until this gang of tyrants is held responsible. Nohemi Gonzalez, 170, just like World War III. This number was actually also coded all over the shooting in the United States. It was for the Prophet Muhammad drawing. And this event is related through Charlie Hebdo. Notice that in history, Israel was first drawn up September 3rd, 1947. It was recognized by a 33-member vote November 29th, 1947 at the United Nations. The United Nations symbol is made up of 33 parts. Because the United Nations is controlled by the Masons and Zionists, it is a Masonic front, a Zionist front. Date of establishment, 106 numerology, prophecy 106. Here's the gematria for Israel, Zion, Thelema. Thelema worships the number 93. The Congress in Israel is known as Knesset, having gematria of 39 the small way, which is how September 3rd can be written, the date Israel was drawn up. Is September 3rd can also be written 9/3. On September 11th, it was full of 93. First of all, there was the 93 World Trade Center bombing. There was flight 93 of 33 passengers. There was flight 11 to hit floors 93 through 99 on the World Trade Centers, the first plane to crash. There was also flight 175 that hit the other World Trade Center building at 9:03 in the morning. A lot of 93. The new building that stands there is One World Trade Center, which has a gematria of 93. Back when Israel was being established, from September 3rd to November 29th is a span of 87 days, or 12 weeks and 3 days. Remember, conspiracies, 123. What's interesting is the words truth and justice have gematria of 87, and for the Zionists, in their sick minds, that's probably how they saw this. If you include the end date, it's also a span of 88 days. Remember, 8 times 8 is 64, like Israel, like Zion, like Thelema. Also, poison and program. Israel, Zionists have been poisoning and programming the world for a long time. If you missed my video yesterday, again, the first headlines were that 18 were killed in the Paris shooting. This was the very first headline CNN put up about the story. It had gematria of 112, a number they're saying is the final body count at the theater. So often these headlines foretell what will be reported hours later. Again, something I've shown at least 50 times on this video channel. I put in a lot of work so that I can communicate this truth to people properly, correctly. With the S exceptions, it also sums to 139. Freemasonry equals 139. For you Tupac fans out there, Tupac Shakur equals 139. He died on the 13th day of September, 13/9. By the numbers, Oxalicious. Remember, Bataclan, where the majority of deaths in Pythagorean gematria sums to 18. 18 dead reported at first. They said the hostage situation was going up the Stade de France, having gematria of 51 and 60, like the word conspiracy, the big way 105, like Zionism and Masonry. Let us not forget that the dialing code in France is 33. And pretty much anywhere you see these red, white, and blue colors, you know it's a Masonic 33-controlled nation, from United States to France to Thailand. Thailand equals 33. It was established, or it changed its name on a date with 33 numerology. The Mason's code with numbers, colors, and more. Esoteric knowledge behind all these things that we take on a base level because we've never been taught. If you missed my video yesterday, I talked about the coding and the shooters of Charlie Hebdo. They were Said Kouachi and Sharif Kouachi. Notice that Said is a 33 name. Said Kouachi equals 101 like assassin. Notice also that Kouachi's 68. Caskets go 6 feet deep or 8 feet long. I talked about how in the year 1968, all these things happened that were connected to 9/11 33 years later. His name in the small way equals 47. Like France, with the S exception, 56. ISIS equals 56. All this stuff's being blamed on ISIS. Sharif Kouachi equals 72. So does the word Syria, where ISIS is said to come out of. These names connect to ISIS in Syria, which is the main part of the mainstream agenda right now. And also, Truth Seeker, after you're done here, please go back and look up Wes Clark's video from not long after September 11th, where he said a memo was put on his desk in the days after September 11th, saying that it was for an agenda to go to war with nations in the Middle East, starting with Afghanistan, Iraq, and then next up, Syria, then Yemen. There's a lot about Yemen being reported by the numbers right now, too, that's been going on since Super Bowl 48, where coinciding with the kickoff of the Super Bowl, three explosions went off in Yemen, including at the former president's house, who had just resigned after being in charge for 33 years. Yesterday's terror hoax came on November 13th, 2015, date with 59 numerology, again the kill number. A lot of important numbers coded into the date, including 39, this number that sticks with the Zionists. 39 books in the Old Testament. Revelation 3:9 says the synagogue of Satan will rule in the end times. Synagogue of Satan being the false Jews. 48 days left in the year yesterday, Paris on the 48th parallel. Friday the 13th has gematria of 223. Remember, Knights Templar kicked out of France Friday the 13th, 1307. Anyhow, Masonic 223, Masonic 74, like the reflection of 47 for France, the Synagogue of Satan 223. So much coding, Truth Seeker. Also yesterday, CNN kept going to this reporter, Julian Pierce. They spelled his name two different ways, which I find interesting. Julian Pierce, spelled the way as shown on the screen, has a gematria of 64 like Israel, 26 and 38, the God number, and the death number. Pierce this way sums to 56 like ISIS, 71, a number connecting to 144. I can't wear you guys down with too many numbers, though. Notice the TV network he works for, BFM TV, has gematria of 63 like Paris, like Charlie Hebdo. His quote was, they were shooting us like birds. Supposedly this Julian Pierce was in the theater when the shooting broke out. In the reporting, they also spell his name this way. Pierce, P-E-A-R-C-E, contrasting with this way that they also report it. CNN not getting their facts straight. But notice that Julian Pierce this way. Oh, down here it's a typo, Truth Seeker. But Julian Pierce this way with the A sums to 56 like ISIS. And the big way sums to 119. Supposed to be with an A. Sorry about the typos. With the A, sums to 119. Star of David equals 119. All-seeing eye equals 119. Think about how September 11th happened on 11/9. Pierce this way also equals 48. Big number in yesterday's event. This phrase, like birds, has a gematria of 44, the kill number. World Trade Centers in history opened up on April 4th, 44, 5 years after the assassination of MLK in 68.
We're reading the comments.
They said the attackers detonated suicide belts. Suicide belts has gematria of 47, just like France. Favorite number of these Zionists. Remember, Israel established in the year 47. So, Truth Seeker, I also want to acknowledge this. There's always the possibility that it's not a hoax and it's a false flag. In case I'm wrong, I want to let you know there's a video out there that shot from the rooftop showing a chaotic scene in an alleyway. People are running out. And it shows a man dragging a body down the street that leaves blood behind. Keep in mind, this could be all staged for the purposes of propaganda. It's not beyond our government to go these lengths to lie. They do it a lot. If they really did kill people, it's even worse. That means that our governments truly sponsored the killing of people to falsify their agenda. It's bad enough to lie to us. Kill people on top makes it all the more disgusting. All the more reason this news needs to get out. The man who shot this footage that you can watch online of the chaos below and the dead body being dragged through the streets, his name is Daniel Steeney. His name has gematria of 57 and 66. These are both special numbers. Again, if you write out 33, it sums to 66. Notice that Steeney has the gematria of 39. The Jewish people identify through the moon. The word moon has a gematria of 57. The reason they identify through the moon is because the Jewish people will point out that in history, they have nearly been wiped from the face of the earth, only to come back stronger and more full. Just like how the moon routinely disappears in the night sky over its cycle, only to come back and be full again. There's a documentary called Four Blood Moons on Netflix. You can watch this. You can learn about all this. It should also be noted that the moon is truly on a 57-year cycle. Every 57 years, it does a full reset in the night sky. Very interesting stuff here, Truth Seeker. There's more to gematria than just exposing mainstream lies. And also look at how this video is 51 seconds long. The word conspiracy equals 51. Freemasons equals 51. All this reporting of different numbers, Truth Seeker. Some sources say 128 dead, and they blame it on ISIL. The same as ISIS. ISIL has this gematria of 128. I just want to acknowledge that this footage is out there. I have seen it. It doesn't convince me of anything. People really did die. All the more reason to expose these people. This reporting says the attacks began at 9:15. Think about where that hour and minute hands are at 9:15. On the 9 and the 3. This important number to the Zionists. The word propaganda equals 93. Again, in the 93 World Trade Center bombing. On September 11th, Flight 93 of 33 passengers. Flight 11 hit the giant buildings that look like huge 11s in New York, which is the 11th state. Hit floors 93 to 99. The next plane hit at 903. One World Trade Center, the new building there, equals 93. Israel first drawn up on September 3rd. Not hard to see who's responsible, Truth Seeker. So Wikipedia, within 2 hours of the attacks, had a very detailed report. Wikipedia, definitely edited by these same people that I am exposing. So often in the pictures they put up, they give away the hoax. They love to put up pictures from February 11th, the 42nd day of the year. Pay attention to that whenever you're looking at a Wikipedia article. So often it'll be February 11th that the picture's taken from. Freemason equals 42. They say the first shots were fired in St. Denis, which has gematria of 42. Freemason. Denis, Pythagorean gematria, 33. What I mean when I say hoaxes by the numbers, false flags by the numbers, false flag equals 33. From the reporting, they say the shooting stopped at 58 seconds. This is concerning because it's the 58th minute of November 14th. 58th minute of November 14th. This is really creepy, Truth Seeker, because the shooting's at a theater, right? I have been exposing on my blog all of this 58 coding and shootings recently. Freemasonry equals 58. Lincoln, the first Republican president, was killed at Ford's Theater in history by an actor. I suspect this was also a hoax. Anyhow, the first assassination attempt on Lincoln happened at the Willard Hotel, having gematria 58. He'd be killed years later at Ford's Theater, having gematria 58. In the time of Obama, there have been 3 major theater shootings, all with the number 58 coded into them. But get this, Obama reopened Ford's Theater on the 42nd day of the year, February 11th, a date with 42 numerology. Not only was it the 42nd day of the year, the numerology of the date was 42. He reopened this theater where Lincoln was assassinated. Obama's from the land of Lincoln. The 3 theater shootings that have happened in the time of Obama have been the Aurora shooting. Aurora equals 74, like Masonic. The shooter was James Egan Holmes, having gematria 58. The next one was at the Grand Theater. And then the 3rd shooting came on August 5th, which can be written 5/8 or 8/5. They said the shooter used an airsoft gun and a hatchet. Airsoft gun equals 58. The theater name had an 85 gematria. The theater shooter in Antioch was said to be 58 years old. Some media also said he was 59 years old, the kill number. So predictable, Truth Seeker. CNN calls it the November Paris attacks, having gematria of 79. We talked about that at the beginning. Murder equals 79. Bloodbath equals 79. Simple English gematria, it sums to 232, like the word Lucifer. Remember, the Freemasons worship Satan. No wonder they would give a tribute to Lucifer. Lucifer in simple English gematria also sums to 74, like Masonic. That use of the word massacre, having the gematria of 25 and 43 for a minute yesterday. They said that the body count was 43. In this article from Wikipedia, they point out that the day before, November 12th, Lebanon had a terrorist attack which resulted in the death of 43 people, the number of massacre. They're calling this an act of war, just like they called September 11th an act of war. Act of war has gematria of 33. Put the un in there, it sums to 39, number the Masons love. 39, big number in New York. Wikipedia still rolling with the 153 civilians. Remember how that ties back to 113? CNN says suicide vests instead of suicide belts. Well, no matter, it doesn't matter, they have the same gematria. Suicide vests and suicide belts both equal 47. Suicide vests also has the gematria of 65, like Knights Templar, who were burned at the stake, Friday the 13th, in France's history. yesterday might have been historical payback. They say the shooting took place in 5 different spots, the bombing-shooting combo. Something else, Truth Seeker, the article mentions that France has been involved in fighting ISIS in Syria since September 19th, 2014. Notice this is a date with a 42 numerology connection. It's also 420 days later, as of yesterday, November 13th, going back to September 19th. 420. Things went up in smoke. Activist Post, the website, I want to give them a tribute. They have a great article on why this is probably a hoax or a false flag. Lots of interesting coding that they talk about within the article. They don't do gematria, unfortunately. They should, maybe in time. But they point out a lot of interesting things, including Fox News' coverage of saying that supposedly one of the suspects said, "I am from ISIS." "I am from ISIS" has gematria 59, like yesterday's date numerology, the date of the attack. Also, numerology of 77. Remember, on September 11th, Flight 77 hit the 77-foot-tall Pentagon on the 77th meridian, 77 minutes after taking off. There were also the 7-7 London attacks by the numbers. I have a video on that. "I am from ISIS" the big way sums to 131, which is a little bit concerning because Super Bowl equals 131. San Francisco has a gematria of 59. San Francisco is hosting upcoming Super Bowl 50. Super Bowl 50 will be in 86 days after yesterday's attack. 86, a number often around death and tragedy. There was the recent Turkey bombing where 86 people were supposedly killed. Another hoax by the numbers. Hiroshima happened on 8-6, August 6th, 1945, a date with 33 numerology. Number shows up a lot around death. Remember the words pyramid, symbol, triangle, all have gematria of 86. We'll see if they have anything planned for Super Bowl 50. If they had a major terror hoax for that day, it would really put people up in arms. Here in the United States, people love their Super Bowl, a love that is growing worldwide. This span from November 13th to the upcoming Super Bowl is also 12 weeks and 2 days, which reminds me of the number 122, which connects with San Francisco. Also connects with a lot of tragedies as well. Freemasons in the Kevin Bacon form sums to 122. Or did I say Kevin Bacon? I meant Francis Bacon. Francis Bacon, Truth Seeker, another form of gematria out there. So, you know, that's just some speculation. Just remember, should anything happen on September 11th, or on Super Bowl 50, it was all foreshadowed within the coding of this event. Part of the reason I do this research is I reveal to people that what they code into these stories often foreshadows the next terror hoax. After the second theater shooting, I said, look at this. The number 58 is coded all over this. And then lo and behold, just days later, we had a shooting at a theater on August 5th, which can also be written 5/8. This is the predictive power of this skill. Understand history, understand numerology, understand gematria, understand the way we are lied to, deceived, made fun of, and you will understand the research I am putting forth. You can replicate this research. You can spread this truth. There's a lot more work to be done. Thank you for watching. Till next time, Truth Seeker.
All right, that was a lot of Zach Hubbard there. A lot of Zach. He's working hard on this. You might think he goes overboard with his numerology. I like the stuff in between all the numbers, but you cannot deny the numbers. There's absolutely no way you can ignore the numbers. And, some people think he goes overboard and makes any number fit, but I don't think that's totally true. He does put a lot of effort into that, and I think he gets it. He's more likely now to say things are a hoax than ever before, which is great. I'm going to play a few more audios before I have to sign off. But, Free Radio Revolution is online again. They're going live again. Jeff C., I don't know what he's saying because I don't have time to listen to everything, but I'll play a bit of PK here.
Okay. Act. Here we got YouTube.
There you go.
Isn't it good to see that YouTube's got into the Paris Act? Here we got YouTube, red, white, and blue. Thought I'd point that out.
Yeah, he's just pointing out a video. The YouTube logo has changed. The Google logo has changed. It's a full court press, this hoax, guys. Here's another PK video, PK22 on YouTube.
Right from Reuters, so it must be true. Syrian passport found near Paris Stadium bomber. Sources.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where have we heard that
Can
before,
you believe
right?
It?
9/11,
Syrian passport found. A Syrian passport has been found near the body of one of the suicide bombers who blew himself up on Friday That'll make sure we never see or hear from him near a Paris soccer stadium. Sources closed the investigation of the deadly attacks in Paris said, I think they meant close to. So we have a Syrian passport, indestructible passport. Where have we seen this before? Ah, oh, that's right, 9/11. That was demolition proof. And MH17 plane crash, pristine passports, plane crash proof. Well, 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 looks like we've just found the most indestructible item on this planet, passports. So how about we all make everything out of passports? Let's have clothing made out of passports. I mean, no bullet will ever go through it. Let's make planes made out of passports so when they crash, they'll be in pristine condition, indestructible. Let's make buildings out of passports so they can never tumble down and you know, collapse in its own footprint like 9/11. Let's make everything out of passports. I mean, if a suicide bomber can get blown to smithereens and his passport is pristine and found, well, it makes sense to me. Does it make sense to you?
Oh, yes, that was PK. What else we got? Well, the video, I can't keep up with the videos. This is outstanding with the YouTubers. Here's the Postal Service. What he's got to say.
Hello, everybody. And there have been a really Paris attack. Still almost happens. Of course, somebody had already, I heard that it happened at a stadium during a soccer match. Apparently, a McDonald's and cafe. So I'm thinking, wow, there must be tons and tons of video evidence of this event. At supposedly 150 very high-profile location. I'm thinking there's got to be hundreds and hundreds of video cameras showing this multiple experiences. Well, imagine my disbelief when getting home and searching back in the stadium, finding zero video actual explosion on cell phone cameras and alleged explosion. And soccer match supposedly goes on after the first explosion takes place. And the only proof, quote unquote, of this actual explosion, but sounds to me like a can pumped in over the.
Pues las primeras explosiones se escucharon incluso en el sur de Francia, en donde se disputaba un juego amistoso entre Francia y Alemania. Los estallidos pudieron percibirse claramente entre el público y los jugadores. El presidente François Hollande, quien asistía al.
Now, I'm sorry for being skeptical after everything that's happened and ISIS. ISIS so fake, driving their Toyota and not ever being stopped. The Japanese hostages, really fake, shadows below the actions, laughable. So anyway, this video is going to be short. It's just going to be on the stadium out complete. I'm sure they're going to release I or some sort, but the total lack of video, like everybody, carefully stabilized. And any stadium I've been in, proving to their friends that they have a light, turn their cameras off. How is it possible that in the stadium, there's not one image of it? Why is it that they're on after the actual real first explosion out of there? Okay, and so all we see as proof, if you search for proof, is what sounds like loud, echoing, recent crowd noise. Players continue. Then there's a big cutscene, and then we see selfies of themselves.
Pues las primeras explosiones se escucharon incluso en el sur de Francia, en donde se disputaba.
A lot of people are all the time.
I know they do it in some arenas, but it's pretty blatant here. Do you feel they are piping in sound or noise here, like the cheers and boos?
I know they do it in a lot of arenas.
But they
in the
do
NBA.
It here all the time, and it's just ridiculous. It really is.
Some places you need it. I don't think you need it here, do you?
Well, you know, the crowd has been kind of quiet, even with the Anthony Garnett situation back in the game on January 7th.
Jumper, too late. That's 24 seconds.
violation. So as a marketing guy, you work, pipe in crowd noise.
I never said that.
I was called on.
I'm not a fan of it at all.
It's artificial. It's absurd. And they do it here all the time. And I want you to stop it.
I will look into it. No, I remember playing in Seattle in the finals when I was with Chicago in 96. They pumped in crowd noise during the finals. It was like over the top. They didn't need crowd noise in the finals.
That's amazing.
Couldn't hear anything.
There's Anthony from way downtown. So.
And they may not need to pump crowd noise in Seattle anymore. Now.
They
might be playing there next year.
You know, it was bad enough that first it was cheers, and then when Carmelo got the ball, there's no question, someone touched the button.
You think they have a boo button?
They do. They have a laughter one, too.
Canned laughter?
Okay, so basketball games, fake crowd sounds. So is it that much of a leap that they would put a fake explosion sound? That much of a leap? Especially when you see no proof of actual explosion. I mean, we'll talk about the other aspects of this, where there's supposedly a guy dressed in what appears to be military running around shooting people, and nobody, none of these alleged terrorists are speaking to each other, and there's different numbers. But this stadium is so phony, okay? And if you could leave comments about other aspects of this at high heaven, it'd be great to hear. Almost immediately after this happened, we already had the talking heads coming on saying, you know, this is how everybody's lives are going to be changed. Privacy for the houses, and they already had a hashtag pray for Paris, had videos up almost after with this pray for Paris thing, just like Charlie and Boston Strong, no faith, and it just was ready to go. I'd like to hear everybody's comments. I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of negative feedback for pointing this out, how totally bogus this is, but whatever, that's fine. Have a great day, everybody.
And we learned sort of together that our own Geraldo Rivera's daughter was in that stadium and heard the explosion. His daughter, Simone, and Geraldo's live with us yet again now. How's she doing?
Hi, Shep. I think she's on the phone now. Are you there, sweetheart?
Yes, I'm here.
We're with Shepard Smith. We're live, and so many people were so worried about you, honey. Why don't you just...
Here we go with the media getting themselves involved and their relatives involved. Geraldo Rivera was there at the very beginning, I believe, with the Cruder film. Was he helped release or introduce that to the public via the media, which of course is a Cruder film, is a completely fabricated film from top to bottom. But here's just a clip. I won't play too much of this. Rippy media sellouts.
Tell us what you saw. Tell us, first of all, you're at the game, the soccer game. Did you know the president of France was at the game?
No, I didn't know the president was there. And before halftime, we all hear a very loud kind of explosive sound. But no one seemed to seem worried about it or anything except for the fellow New Yorkers by my side. But we just brushed it off as nothing. And then at halftime, we went to get food, and we saw they wouldn't let anyone leave the stadium at that point, and they weren't telling us anything, and they just had a bunch of ambulances and people just
I find it amazing. Out of all the footage we received, the supposed Paris attacks at the stadium, cafe, at this metal concert, where's the footage by ordinary people? There is none. This footage right here was supplied by a French journalist from Le Monde. Where are the civilians? Footage of the supposed attack. There is none. This is just like 9/11. The only footage we get are from journalists. But taking a look at this scene, this is nothing more. Stage event, like I said many times, taking place in an alleyway. I'm sure they cut off both sides of this alley. Perfectly staged for filming. Look at these lights. They also happen to be pointing to where all the action is taking place. Now, taking a look at this woman here, hanging from the side of the building. There's a guy here as well. Now, you first watch this footage, it looks almost real, but then you realize this woman lets go of the side of the building, the windowsill, with one hand, and she's hanging by one hand, and you can see her arm is almost bent, like she's being supported by something, and that's by a harness. There's no way this woman can be hanging the side of this building for so long, and she's not straining, her arm is not completely, like, straight. almost as his vent because she's being suspended up. Take a look at this footage. Nothing but drama for the sheep to lap up. Take a look. Look at her. Hanging by one hand. Look at this. Obviously being held up, suspended. And I'll let go again for a crisis actor being dragged on the floor. Pay him double. People standing around here. There's a guy standing around. How much are these frogs getting paid? Look at this. She's going to let go. You're going to see her let go and hang by one arm. Definitely being held up. Now she's hanging by one arm. Look how far her body is away from the side. If she was really dangling, she'd be basically straight down. Definitely being suspended by a harness. This person playing with their cell phone. Look at that. They're playing with their cell phone. I'm just, you know, lying here. Put my cell phone. Play garbage. They don't want to show the harness, so they got to take the camera off of her. Nothing but drama. Again, taped by a journalist. Where is all the regular people, the civilians' footage? There is none. All you get is garbage. Just to show again a little close-up of this woman hanging by this windowsill with one arm. Completely ridiculous. Take a look. There she goes. One arm. Arm on the side, one arm up there. What, to look down? You can hang by one arm? You're freaking kidding me. Now, people buy this, live in such a dumbed-down society. People don't pay attention to details. That's why they're so easy to fool. They're traumatized. They see this stuff on TV. Fall for it, hook, line, and sinker every time. And then she brings her arm, casually brings up her arm. Completely ridiculous. You don't wake up, you'll be deceived. Never going to see the truth. I want to take a closer look at this scene here. This woman hanging from the windowsill like I showed in my previous video. Doesn't add up. Look how she turns her complete body sideways again and just uses one hand to hold herself up. Some people are claiming she's using supposedly bars on this windowsill. Not buying it. Knees cannot bend inward. Let's take again a closer look at this. I'm not sure what's going on. Harness, but something doesn't seem right about this. Just doesn't pass the smell test. Take a look. Right here, there's an explosion. And then, she's sideways with one hand. You tell me how she's able to hold herself up. People said, like I mentioned earlier, people said in my previous video, she's using her feet to hold herself up. Highly unlikely you would do this, hanging this far. Basically, if you fell from this distance to the ground, I'll try to get a better thought of that after I show this. Good chance you might basically die if this is real. Take a look a little bit more, then I'll show complete distance from where she's at to the ground. You know, any normal person in a real life situation, you wouldn't be hanging by one hand. I don't care if you have a bar under you or whatever. You wouldn't do this. Why would you turn your head? Makes no sense whatsoever. First thing you do is try to get back up. Take a look. Now she puts her hands back up. Again, her knees are here. Okay? You can't bend your knees inward into this windowsill. It makes no sense. Her waist was below the windowsill. I can see that, but they're not. You see her hanging. See right there? She's hanging. This is above her knee level. You know, I mean, there's no way her feet could go in that far. I'm going to pause it here and take a look. More of a wide range and a better perspective. Now, again, taking a look. This is the distance you'd fall. You're not going to hang by one hand. Again, said it several times. Her feet, not just, you know, her knee cannot bend to go into these bars. We are not even sure if there's bars here. Again. So to me, something is holding her up. Not sure exactly what, but whatever the case is, nothing but a hoax. This is just a quick follow-up to my last video, showing the woman hanging from the windowsill. Several points she's hanging basically from one hand. And some people claim that she has her feet on the bars below. Look how deep that windowsill is. That's pretty deep. Understand something very simple. The way the body works, the anatomy, the knees do not bend inwards. If her waist was below this point, yes. But basically, she's relying on her feet. Her foot's no larger than 4 or 5, size 4 or 5. No way she can reach the bars. I'm not even sure if there's bars here. It appears that way. There's no way she's supporting herself with any of these bars. Again, the knees don't bend in. Seems like some type of harness or something. And what's the point of hanging here? I don't understand. Well, some person's here, you know, standing around while she's hanging here. It makes absolutely no sense. Another thing I want to point out, while everybody's exiting the back of this building for the supposed concert, you see someone on the ground here, right? Right here. All these people come out. No one bothers to help that person. Why is that? You see people being helped everywhere except this person that it seems no one gives a damn about. All part of the show, all part of the act. You need to leave one person behind, pull the heartstrings. If everybody's gone and everybody basically exits the scene, they have no heart-pulling, heartstrings-to-be-pulled scene. And that's what this is all about. The problem here is this person lying on the ground gets a little bit bored and starts playing with their cell phone. Take a look. Everybody just avoids this person on the ground. Everybody here, one person left alone. This person's coming out. Everybody's coming out. Ah, there's a guy here. Let's just forget about him. Now, all you people, you know, so concerned about what's happening in France, these people don't even give a damn about him. If this is real, nobody gives a damn about this guy. You people behind your computers are more concerned than these people exiting the building. Unbelievable. Take a look. More of the same. And the guy comes out. Ah, just leave him there. Just leave him there. Guy's nothing but a living prop. At this point here, you're going to see a guy right here. He's just sitting there. Just standing there. Is that a woman or a man? Just standing around. Explain that. You know, there's shots going off. You supposedly, you know, in line of danger. You have people standing around. What's the deal? You know gunshots are going off. You're going to run for your life. Little things like this people don't pay attention to. And that's why people are easily to deceive, easily fooled. I'm still sticking around. I'll have a cup of coffee. Okay, maybe I'll start walking now. Dragging this guy like he's a piece of garbage. Guy limping around. But he got shot in the foot. Give me a break. Everybody left this guy behind. No big deal. This guy's hanging around. Like I said, this is a journalist filming this. No footage of a, you know, regular civilian filming anything. More people coming out. And nobody's helping this guy. Why is that? People run right past him. More garbage. No way that lady has her foot on the bars. Your knees cannot bend inward that far. Something is holding her up this long. Women, you know, you have to understand something very simple. With the anatomy of women. Women are more bottom heavy. Their arms are thinner. They're not like men where they can hold themselves up this long. Something definitely holding her up. Definitely this guy's a prop. I mean, if he's supposedly dead, but he's playing with his cell phone. I'll show that in a little bit, like I showed in my previous video. He's playing with his cell phone. Last thing you do, what is he playing? He's internet games or not. Continue. I think right here, he starts playing with his phone. Coming up in a little bit. This woman's been hanging forever. There you go. I'm playing with the phone. Nobody cares about me. Everybody left me behind. Everybody else was helped except me. So I guess I'll just play, you know, tic-tac-toe on my handheld. Again, this woman, knees cannot bend inward like that. Poor guy's getting dragged again. Give me a break. Nobody wants to help that guy that was in front, though. Everybody's getting help. Things don't add up. Things don't add up as usual. When things don't add up, you ask questions.
User disconnected from your channel. User joined your channel. User disconnected from your channel.
Bonjour, je suis Unreal et vous écoutez Radio Fakeologist avec Abirato et ses invités.